Hello, friends, and welcome. The sermon tonight is entitled Pumping Bob. Pumping Bob. Because you see, friends, it all goes back to that quest of the thirsty heathen who was crawling through the hot, shifting sands of the Mojave Desert in his search for water. This heathen, he did not know where he was. This heathen, he did not know he was in the Mojave Desert, but he did know that he was in a desert. And more importantly, he knew that if he did not drink something soon, he would perish and become the dead, dehydrated dinner of the same vultures that provided the only occasional shade as their bodies flew between him and the piercing sun. So you can imagine how relieved our wayward wanderer was when he saw an old-fashioned hand pump protruding from a distant sand mound. With his last ounce of energy, he crawled up the dune to the rusty pump and fanatically pumped away. But alas, not a drop, not even a cough or sputter or choke of hope, just the shrill clankety clank of vapor lock. All seemed lost, and yet, even as our hot, helpless heathen collapsed at the base of the pump, he used his final calories of life to roll over on his back and beg the heavens, Lord God Almighty, grant me a miracle. And then, out of the clear blue sky, a drop of moisture fell upon his face. And then another, and yet another still. Yes, with disbelieving eyes, our desperate desert dweller looked skyward. He could not cry, for he had no tears to shed. He could not pray, for his eyes were too dry to shut the eyelids. In fact, it took his shriveled eyeballs a moment to filter out the blinding rays of the sun to see the source of his salvation. It was the vultures emptying their bowels to make room for the upcoming feast. The traveler was furious. He grabbed fists of sand and threw them skyward towards the birds, but to no avail. The sand merely fell back into his eyes, causing him further irritation. He cursed his god. He stomped about, kicking the dust, when, quite unintentionally, he stubbed his toe on something buried in the sand. The pain gave him new strength. He yanked the dirty jar from the ground and aimed it to toss at the buzzards, but during the windup, he felt a sloshing from within. With dire anticipation, he scraped the dirt from the label, and it read, This jar contains water. Do not drink it. Use it to prime the pump, and then refill it when finished. Thank you, and have a nice day. Well, well, well. I don't need to tell you what a predicament this put our poor protagonist in. If he drank the contents of the jar, he would have his thirst quenched only temporarily. But if he put his faith in the message, he could have the everlasting liquid of life and limitless liters. Now, which would you do, dear friends? Or to be more precise, which have you already done? For every day you are faced with the same dilemma as our poor little dirty, dehydrated desert dweller. You see, the everlasting liquid of life is slack. And the message that you must believe to receive this everlasting life is the word of one J.R. Bob Dobbs. Believe in him, and you will receive the slack in everlasting quantities. Not just a taste here or a gulp there, but an abundance of slack every which way. You will drown in life's pleasures Monday through Friday with weekends to boot. But you see, the conspiracy wants to keep you on a tight chain. They don't want to give you any slack at all, but they do so grudgingly since you need it in order to survive and serve them. They give you the weekends and some time to set aside so you can recharge and have another life-sustaining drop of slack. Most folks, they waste this opportunity to mow their yards or wash their cars or attend their conspiracy churches. Somewhere in between, they do get a drop or two of true slack, or else they die. Such are the bare necessities of humans. But how much they get is what the conspiracy tries so hard to control. Like the dehydrated traveler, they want to ration it out to you with an eyedropper, drop by drop, so you'll always be at their mercy, ready to fulfill their every whim. They control you through your ignorance. They tell you Bob's a joke, a myth, some kind of hocus-pocus circus magic. The only true religions, according to them, are the ones their state owns and operates. Christianity, Judaism, Islam, fill in the blank, whatever it is, there's 1,000 different religions with 1,000 different rules. But all these rules and religions have one thing in common, dear friends. They tell you slack is bad. Slack is evil. Slack is the work of the devil. Oh, it's hard to believe now, isn't it? And yet, most of the world believes exactly that. Only J.R. Bob Dobbs has the gonads to step forth and tell the emperor the naked truth. Only Bob is standing up and stating the obvious universal reality. It's good to feel good. It's bad to feel bad. If man were meant to feel guilt, he wouldn't have been born with a Bob. While the conspiracy is telling you, you gotta serve somebody, Bob is saying, serve yourself. Take as much slack as you want. It's not a rare commodity. This planet is covered with it. You only need to know where to look. And dear friends, that same Bob Dobbs wants to be your guide. For as he said to himself many years ago, you can give a man a fish and you fed him for a day, but teach a man to fish wallets and you fed him forever. So what's it going to be, dear friends? A conspiracy recommended weekly allowance of slack? Or a complete, unadulterated, drown in your own pleasures orgy of slack, where you, and only you, say when you've had enough? The choice is yours. For as Dobbs so aptly observed, you can lead a man to slack, but you can't make him use it. Here endeth the word of Bob. Praise Bob. Amen.